Okay, Parshas Emor. Daber Alaron Lemoir, Ish Mizarach Ledroisim Ashir Yebomum Lo Yikrav Lehakriv Lechem Lekov. So that's the idea that a Balmum is not allowed to bring a Korban or to bring, and it's not allowed to bring a Korban. So Shita Sarambam is, and Sefer Mitzvahs, that not only there is a lav to go ahead and to bring a Korban, the Kohen is a Balmum, the Kohen has a defect, or the kind of handicap. The Alocha is, in Mitzvah Kuf Samech Daled, the Rambam says, Sheuzer HaKohanim Elikon is Lamidash Keshe, I'm sorry, not Kuf Samech Daled, that's Mitzvah Samech Tes. The Balmum is not only also to bring the Korban, the Balmum is also to come into the Eichel Bechlalusoy. It's also actually to go into the Mikdash, into the Mokom HaAvoida. Okay, that's Shittas HaRambam. Now, the Rambam brings down the Alocha Balmum. Interestingly enough, there are several Psule HaKohanim. The Psul of a Balmum, the Rambam brings down in Mitzvah Samech Tes, which is right after first there is Mitzvah Samech Zayin, which is the Shmiras HaMikdash, they have to guard the Mikdash. Mitzvah Samech Ches, that the Kohen Gadol cannot come into the Mikdash at any time. So in other words, all the ideas of the protection to the Mikdash is not available. It's the halachas of when and how are you allowed to do the Avoida. Mitzvah Samech Tes, it says, not only a Kohen Gadol can come in at any time, a Balmum is not allowed to go in also at certain places. Then it brings the halacha that the Balmum is not allowed to bring the Korban. And in Mitzvah and Gimel, he says not only a Balmum is not allowed to, also somebody who has drank wine, Veshechar, also is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, these are the halachas in Saber Gimel right here. However, then the Rambam, much later, in Mitzvah Kuf Samech Gimel, when the Rambam talks about the halachas of the Kohanim are not allowed to, bury a Almona or Grusha, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to bury a Almona, Kohen Ed is not allowed to bury a Grusha, he says also there is a Yisur for a Kohen to go in when he is Menuval, when he has grown the hair, which is called Purwei Rosh. And in Svisa Kuf Samech Dalet, the Rambam brings down not only is also the Purwei Rosh, a Kohen Gadol who has his clothing and his clothing are torn, which is called Kruib Godim, is also Osur to come in or to do Avoida. And the only question is, in a second, if there is Osur to come in to certain Kohanim, Balmum and Shtuiya, the Rambam brings down in beginning, right, in Mitzvah Samech Zayin, and 100 mitzvahs later, the Rambam brings down the Osur of Kruib Godim and Purwei Rosh. Meaning, why does the Rambam separate both? Question number one. The second interesting part of the of those which are Kruib Godim, Balimum, Shtui Yain, in Purwei Rosh, is the following. Shitas HaRambam is that not only is also to do Avoida in these four, is also to go into the Mikdash, into these places. All of them are also to go into the Mikdash, and the definition, according to the Rambam, is also to go from within the Mizbeach. Within the Mizbeach, towards the Eichal, is also for them to go. The Mokom HaMizbeach itself, we know that's for sure on top of the Mizbeach, they're not allowed to. The question is the width of the Mizbeach. Are they allowed to go in or not? Mishneh LeMelech already brings down the Rambam here in Mitzvah Samech Tes. The Rambam says, Hazor HaShuzer Kuen Balmum Elikon is Lahechal Bichlalu, so he's not allowed to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Kiloimar, the Rambam specifies here HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach itself, you're not allowed to go into there with the Mizbeach, or Be'ulam Mizbeach, Be'ulam Ve'echal. Meaning you're not also to go from the Mizbeach on, including the area of the Mizbeach. The Malbim always is medayim because it says, it doesn't say the pasuk Ve'al HaMizbeach, not allowed to go on top of the Mizbeach. It says Ve'el HaMizbeach, not allowed to go towards the Mizbeach. So that's Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam means that these four, which is Balmum, Shtui Yain, Kruib Godim, and Purwei Rosh are not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, this Kohanim. Shita Saramban is that only also Avoida, is only also to actually do the work. To come in, you're allowed to be, the Rabbon is not allowed to. And Shita Saraiver, contra B'chaim, is that from the Mizbeach on until the Kodesh, that's with the Rabbonon, the Eichal in itself, that could be a Yisod D'Oraisa. So the three Shitas. But the Rambam is very clear that's also to go in from the Mizbeach onwards to those four. But if you look at Sefer Mitzvahs very carefully, you realize the Rambam changes his Lashon. When he talks about the Balmum, He says, Likones lehechal bechalus. So he's not allowed to go into the hechal. Now, keloimar, and he specifies hamizbeach, uulam hamizbeach, uulam vehechal. Right? Kver lamizbeach, loy igash. So he specifies the mizbeach, belunam lamizbeach, haechal vehakoidesh. That's interesting. The Rambam in Mitzvah Gimel, when he talks about shtuye yain, the Rambam also says the same thing. You are not allowed to go with the ulam v'lamizbeach and the ovad eichal. So he specifies what areas it's also. That is a sabach tes, mitzvah chayim gimel. However, when the Rambam jumps afterwards into the halachas and he talks about menuval, meaning people who have pruri rosh, who have long hair, he says it's also to go into the heichal. Right? And he says, "Mi also likonesh lamikdash shehuzur hakohani mi likones lamikdash." Doesn't specify what part of the mikdash; he just says mikdash. Interestingly enough, the Rambam Kul Safed Dalad, when he talks about the mitzvah, the isur of a kohen who is kruyim godim, who has torn clothing to go in, he doesn't specify minaulam v'labizbeach. He says, "Ve'hazora shehuzur hakohani mi likones lamikdash." So interesting; they have the same exact halachas. And the Rambam in B.S. Mikdash brings down all of those together. He brings down the halacha of Shtui Yain, he brings down the halacha of Balhum, and all of them have exactly the same halachas because the Pasuk compares all of them. Right? They all compare to Balhum, to Shtui Yain, the Pasuk Kini Cheskel. So why does it change if the halacha is the same? Either she called this also to go into the Mikdash into both of them, or he should specify La'ulam V'Lamizbeach in all of them. Why the first two, which are together, he specifies? And the last two, he calls it Mikdash without specifying, even though they say the same halachas. That's number two. Number three issue here, Stam, is the following. Rashi says, Ki kol masher bum lo ikra. If you look in the psukim in Pasuk Yud Zayin says, Da belaron lemor ish mizarach lo doret ashire bo mum lo ikra v'lehakir v'ker v'lecha. If you have a mum, you cannot be makir v'korban. Pasuk Yud Ches says, Ki kol ish asher bum mum lo ikra. Because everyone that has a balmum, a mum, should not be in the korban. So the Tosefes Baruch already says, meaning what does the Pasuk repeat? So you want to say the Pasuk is telling you because it's a chok. Why can't you bring a korban? Because you can't. Rashi says differently. Rashi says, Ki kolish asher b'mum lo ikrav. Why does the Pasuk repeat? Eino din sheyakrif. The reason why you can't bring a korban as a balmum, because that makes a lot of sense. Is the din? That is the nature of the korban that you can bring as a balmum. Kumoi, like it says in the pasuk, akriveu na lepechatecha, like the pasuk says in Malachi, the same way that if you bring a korban which is defective, the korban defective, it makes no sense without the isur, because you can't bring it for a person who is a king, which is flesh and blood. So how can you bring it here? So one second. So you see that here is a din, the same way that by a balmum. You don't bring it. Why? Because it makes sense. You don't even bring it to prince. Here also, it makes sense. The nature of the korban that you can't bring if the coin is a balmum. Now the question is, what is Tushla of Rashi? Meaning, it makes sense that you don't bring a korban if the korban is a balmum. Is something that makes sense. You don't even bring it to king. But if the coin is balmum, then the pasuk tells you, don't a coin who is a balmum is not allowed to bring a korban because that's the nature. It's something that makes a lot of sense. Why and how does it make so much sense? And also, if you look in Tosfos, so first, to answer all these three kashas, I think the answer is very poshut. It's a big shaila of how and why the halachas is the balmum cannot bring a korban. Is the halacha that the balmum can bring a korban, is this a halacha in the korban? Or is it a loch on the coin? We know that if a kol is balmum, is it a chisor on the coin? Because the coin of balmum is not a complete coin, that's why I can't bring it. Or is the pshat, he's a complete coin. But a din in the avoider requires tmimus. The same way the avoider requires the korban should be tomim without a boom, the avoider requires the coin or the makrif not to be a balmum. Lechoir, I think that's what the Rambam is saying. There is a difference between these four. If you look at the halacha of balmum, the halacha of balmum is not a halacha that he's not a kohen. It's a halacha in avoida. That avoida requires tmimus. If you do avoida, it's a din of avoida. It has nothing to do with the kohen. Absolutely, the kohen is the one who does the avoida, therefore he has to be tomim. But it's a din in avoida. And the reason why you can't go into the mikdash, because you can't go in into a mokom avoida. And that's what the Rambam spells out. What are the places? The places are, it's not a din in the mikdash, is a din of the mokom avoida, the place of worship. Because since you can't worship, because worship requires tmimus, so therefore you can't go in a place of worship. That's what the Rambam specifies, the mizbeach, and anything if the mizbeach, because the mizbeach is the mokom of the worship. The same halacha of shtui yayin. Shtui yayin is not a halacha. In the kohen, when he's a shosu yayin, he's not a kohen. He's a complete kohen. Only a kohen with a shosu yayin can do avoida. Umimele can go into mokom avoida. But that's a din on the avoida. Therefore, the Rambam brings down with all the halachas of the avoida and the mikdash. The mikdash you can only go if you do avoida. But that's all the dins of the mikdash and the avoida in the mikdash. Mashenker na kohen has hair. And his hair, his grown hair. The pshat is that that takes away his kahuna. Because the same way like a kohen needs clothing, kozman should be good, bigdei amaleim, kihunos amaleim. If he doesn't have the clothing, he felt he's missing the kahuna. So it's a din kahuna. So that's a din kahuna. And the din of kruib godim is also like a mechusar godim. So the pshat is that he like the same way that if a kohen doesn't have clothing, it's not a chisoron and avoid, it's the chisoron and the kihuna, because it's kozmam shebigdeyem aleim kihunos amaleim, as long as they have the godim, they have a din kihuna. So mimela is a din kihuna. So that's why the Rambam brings down the loch of pruerosh and the loch of kruev godim together all these sura kihuna. The same way a kohen cannot marry a grusha, a kohen a god cannot marry almona, he cannot be metamel meisim. To be a kohen, you have to dress like a kohen. If you don't dress like a kohen, you felt a kohen. So therefore, the Rambam brings out the locha there, because that's a locha in kihuna, not a locha in avoida. So it makes something that very much sense. The kohen can go into the mikdash because the kohen is kodesh. So the din is not the place of avoida you're not allowed to go in. He's not allowed to go in into the mokom mikdash. Happens to be, according to the Rambam, the main mokom mikdash, says already there, Mrs. Zalman, is the mizbeach, velo vla mizbeach, because Chitas HaRambam, who is Ram the Rabban, was the ikara mizbeach. Or is the Ikara Mikdash? Is the Ikara Mikdash Mokum Asrosh Ashkina? Or is a Mokum Avoida? Shira Sarambam is a Mokum of Avoida. Since it's a Mokum Avoida, you're not allowed to go to the Mikdash. But it's not Mitzad Avoida, it's Mitzad the Mikdash. Because if he's not a Kohen, he can go into the Mikdash. So therefore, the Rambam, when the Rambam talks about the Din Avoida, he spells out the Mokum Avoida, which is Davka Shtu Yain and Davka Balmum. Mashenko, the Rambam talks in the loch of what makes it a Kohen. So he talks about the Ilchos Kehuna, and that's Kruib Godim and Pruer Rosh, and the Isur is not that the Isur and the Mokom Avoida is also to go into the Mikdash. That's why the Rambam brings the Loshna Mikdash at that point in time. So that makes a lot of sense. Now, what Nafkimina would be to see if it's right or wrong? If Baal Mum is not a Din in Kehuna, in a situation where there is a Din Avoida, but you don't need a Kohen, Lechoyer Baal Mum should be apostle, and that's what the Meshech Chochma says. Because if you look at the end of the Parshas Baal Mum, he says, "Vaydaber Moshe El Aaron." He teaches the halacha of Baal Mum to Moshe, to Aaron, v'kol Bnei Yisrael. He teaches to all Bnei Yisrael. So the Bnei Yisrael already asks, "Why is he teaching Bnei Yisrael? Bnei Yisrael has no halacha of Baal Mum." So he also say, it would make sense that maybe the avoiders that a Kohen Yisrael can do, what are they? Shechita. But we know the halacha is that shechita is not an avoida. So shechita, even a Yisrael can do it. Even a Kohen can do it with a Baal Mum, because shechita is not an avoida. So that doesn't fit with Chazal. So says the Meshech Chochma, beautiful idea. Because if you know something, there is a halacha that in the Boma, for the avoida Saboma, you don't need a Kohen, because ain't Yehuda beboma. But in the Boma, that you don't need a Kehuna, a Yisrael can be. But there, a Baal Mum is also possible, because a Baal Mum is possible by Avoida. You need a Din Avoida. Whatever you do, the Avoida has to be a Baal Mum, cannot do Avoida. So on that, Israel is possible. So in a Chinami, Legabi Shechita, you don't need, because it's not an Avoida. But Legabi the Bomb, which is an Avoida, you need Tamus. You cannot be a Baal Mum. That's why it teaches Bnei Yisrael, will call Bnei Yisrael, to tell you that the Hakrova in the Bomb who need a Tomim, and that's kol asher bum lo yikrav, even in there. So that makes a lot of sense, because since Aradin Kehuna, even Yisrael has the same halachas. The question is twofold. First of all, why is that so? Why is the halacha that a Baal Mum can do Avodah? Why a Mum has to do anything with Avodah? And to say the Chas V'Sholem a Baal Mum is a reflection that the person is not a Sholem, and that's why he can't do the Avodah, why specifically by Avodah, by nothing else? And what is the juxtaposition of it to a Shtui Yain? What does it have to do Shtui Yain with a Baal Mum? Why Shtui Yain cannot do Avodah, and at the same time a Baal Mum can do an Avodah? Meaning, what is the comparison and what's the common denominator between them? That's number one. So the first question is, why a Baal Mum can do Avodah? And what is the kesher, what's the relationship between a Baal Mum and a Shtui Yain that cannot do Avodah? But even more, if you know in the halachas, there is a big distinction. Tosfos already brings down of this one, that Baal Mum and Shtui Yain, if they do the Avodah is possible. However, the din of Pruei Rosh, Tosfos in Zvocha maybe says differently, but posh pshat in the Gemara, somebody who is Pruei Rosh, he doesn't pass the Avodah. Kruei Bgodim, he doesn't pass the Avodah mitzat Kruei Bgodim, he passes the Avodah because he doesn't have a big dekehuna. But so Pruei Rosh and Kruei Bgodim are not, don't pass the Avodah. Mashe Enken, Shtuei Yain, and Baal Mum pass the Avodah. Why? Why would this one pass the other one doesn't pass? Must be because one is a din kehuna, so that doesn't pass, but the din avoida does pass the kehuna. Why is that so? So to answer all of this, I want to explain and to bring at least how I understand the Maharal. The Maharal says, why Take? Why is there such a thing, the Baal Mum passes by kehuna? So says the Maral in Perek Dalad, Mishnah Yudalad, in the Derech Chaim, because Mum is a psul of the guf. And the Kohen, when he's makriv with the guf. Omnam roi lavin devazeh, ki yesh la kohanim kudush sa guf, and the Mum passels the guf. And the question is, why does a Mum passel the guf, and why does a Kohen have to be the guf? But the answer is very simple. Because what is the din avoida? Like we saw the week before, all the din kehuna is to take the world of physical, which is separate, that's why, and to reconnect and to transcend and to elevate to kedusha. To take something which is physical, which is separate, and Rosh Korban, to be mekarev, to bring it closer. To bring it closer to ruchnius. And it's done in such a way that you take, that's why Avodah, which is Korban, is connected with the Sadin. Because Midasadin created the Tzimtzum, which created separation. It created a world of separateness. This idea of the separateness and reconnecting it, and taking away the separate, that's why you destroy the physical. All of the Avodah that we have is the destruction of the physical, the destruction of the order of things. Realizing that the physical, it's not a separate entity. It's connected to Kodesh Bohu, is reconnecting something which is separate. That's why it's Davka Davoida Saguf. Kohen is connected, that Kohen is Begim 175, because he connects the 7, which is the physical, with the 8 of the spiritual. He is that bridge in between. And the Chodesh of the Rambam means that Korban is connected with the Zohar. Some people say that the idea is if you do Avodah Zarah, the ritual, so people are used to do sacrifice, so you channel the sacrifice like you when you can't stop smoking. You smoke into a plastic cigarette, so here you do this. But that's not it. Because if you look at Avodah, of our Avodah is exactly the opposite of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, they did the Korban, is because they give God the gifts to the gods and to the deities, they ignore that they should come and help them. Was like an exchange. Was not a gift, was an exchange. So in other words, they only brought the Korban to be able to get for themselves. What Chazal say, Hem oynim al Eloheihem. Our Avodah is not that we should bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu towards us, that we should bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu down, but we should be mevatal ourselves toward Him. The bitul of ourselves towards Him, that's called Avodah, that's called Tikkun Midas Adin, and that's the Avodah as a Korban. Avodah as a Korban, we take the physical, we don't take the physical as the Iker, bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu as the physical, we take the physical and destroy it
towards the spiritual. Imelech with Givaldik. The only way you could bring the physical to for a korban to help is when the physical is totally physical. It's totally separate from something else. And that's the perfection of the goof. A goof which is imperfect is not completely physical. Why? Because if somebody is perfect, you could see that's physical and it's an end of its own. It doesn't connect, doesn't need anything else. The imperfection shows that it's not an end of itself. Meaning the more imperfect it is, the more dependent you are, the more the neshama, kebiyocho, did not descend to the matzav of physical. All the defects mean that the neshama did not descend into the world of physical. Which Rabbeinu had a problem with his speech. He had an impairment in speech because the neshama never descended into the aspect of physical. The idea of tmimus, what you need by korban, is because the idea of korban is to take something which is completely separate and reconnecting. Something which is connected anyway, the korban doesn't do it. Our idea of korban is to take something separate and connecting. Something which is not separate, which is already connected, a korban does not do what it's supposed to do. A korban is supposed to take midas adin, something which is separate, and to reconnect. Which is the same idea of shtui yain. What is shtui yain? If you look at shtui yain, there is something very interesting. By shtui yain, when somebody is drunk, he doesn't differentiate. There's no difference between Orohom and Baruch Mordechai. A person loses his clarity. So he loses the differentiation, the distinction, the separation. He loses that. And therefore, if he's Shtui Yain, he can't bring a Korban. But even more interesting, the Rambam says there's a difference in qualitatively in the Oynish. If something is drunk out of wine, or if something is drunk of any other drinks. Any other drinks is only a lav. If a person drinks wine, then he gets a much doinish misa. Why wine is so much more chomer? Because that's the idea. Because every other mashke, every other intoxicating drink, it takes the person's ability to differentiate. But the mashke, which intrinsically is the lack of separation, is the wine. Because the wine is different than anything else. Because the wine is the fermentation, when something, the spoilage, is something that turns it good. The one that breaks the separation of things is wine. Because usually you have spoilage, you have destruction, you have something good. Something bad that turns into good, which is completely lacks the differentiation, is specifically by wine. Because the wine is the fermentation, the destruction of the sugar is what creates the wine. So breaks that separation. Wine breaks that separation. If it's not separate, it can't use it as a korban. So that lack of separation to allow for a korban is exactly the same halacha, balmum. If somebody is a balmum, his goof is not separated from the spiritual. His goof is deficient. His goof depends. The more deficient you are, the more you depend on somebody else. You depend on Kodesh Boho, you depend on the help. You are not independent. Independence creates the ability to reconnect. The wine takes away that independence. Taking away that independence, that's why the two halachas are brought together. That's why both the pasal avoida, and that's why it's apgam not in kihuna, it's apgam in avoida. Because the concept of avoida is that reconnection. And you can understand why avoida. What is avoida coming to be mesakin? Aaron HaKohen comes avoida to mesakin the chet ha'egel. What's the chet ha'egel? The world of separation. That we wanted to be in the world of physical, so we wanted some intermediary to live with us. The eagle always says, the Ramban always says, that the eagle is connected to the shorsh of a merkova, which is midas adin. Because we wanted not to connect a Kodesh Boch in heaven, but to have a representation here, to be separate. That's what's called Erev Rav, right? Because Erev Rav created a confusion, which is in itself a separation. The tikkun of that separation is that something that appears separate, we are makriv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We bring it closer. That's Avodas HaKehuna. So therefore, Mimela makes a lot of sense. The din Kehuna doesn't distort or doesn't create a problem to the din Tmimus. The din Balmum is a chisor, not in Kehuna, is a chisor in an Avoida, and is exactly the same chisor as a Shtui Yain, somebody who's drunk. And that's separate, that's the Locha. So Mimela, you could also understand why they pass the Avoida. Because for them, Avoida has no meaning. Something that's connected, that's not independent, it has no meaning. Something which is independent, then it has a minion, it can connect, and that's a chet and tikkun chet ha'egel.